This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated astronaut and group captain of Indian Air Force Shubhanshu Shukla on behalf of the entire House. Mr. Birla said Captain Shukla created history by becoming the first Indian to travel to the International Space Station under Axiom 4, Mission 4. After that, he appealed to all the members of the House to take part in the special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Amid noisy scenes, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh initiated the discussion. Dilip Saikia, who was in the chair, made repeated appeals to the protesting members to go back to their seats and take part in the special session discussion, but the opposition members continued with their protests, following which he adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the lower house assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal introduced the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025. The bill intends to amend certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Later, the House approved the motion to refer the bill to the Select Committee of the House for further scrutiny. The committee will make a report by the first day of the next session. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the Indian Institutes of Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. These bills were introduced amid the noisy scene created by opposition members who were protesting over the issue of SIR in Bihar. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today lauded the achievements of astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's historic mission to the International Space Station. He said the whole country is feeling proud of the accomplishment made by Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla. The minister said this while speaking during a special discussion in the Lok Sabha on India's first astronaut aboard the International Space Station, critical role of space program for Vikasit Bharat 2047.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के दृढ़ निश्चय और दृढ़ संकल्प को कोई हिला नहीं सकता Nobody can shaken the courage and courage of conviction of Prime Minister Modi. Having said that, अध्यक्ष जी आज एक ऐसा वक्त है जब सारा देश जश्न के माहौल में है हर माँ अपने बच्चे के लिए दुआ करती है कि वो बड़ा होकर के शुभांशु शुक्ला बने और हर बच्चा ये ख्वाब देख रहा है कि मैं भी बड़ा होकर शुभांशु शुक्ला बने
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said strict action will be taken against companies involved in manufacturing fake pesticides, fertilizers and seeds. Mr. Chauhan visited Madhya Pradesh to assess the damage caused to soybean crops due to the spraying of spurious chemicals. The minister had received complaints about soybean crops being damaged to counterfeit weedicide.
खेत में सोयाबीन की जगह खरपतवार खड़ा है किसी एचपीएम कंपनी की दवाई डालने के कारण ये हुआ है एक उच्च स्तरीय वैज्ञानिकों का दल इन खेतों का निरीक्षण करेगा और जिस कंपनी ने ऐसी दवाई दी किसानों जिससे किसान तबाह हो गए विधि सम्मत सख्त कार्रवाई उसके खिलाफ की जाएगी और एक अभियान शुरू होगा पूरे देश में ऐसी कंपनियों के खिलाफ
Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said India is intensifying its efforts to become a product-driven nation with a key focus on developing chipsets based on Indian intellectual property. Sharing an article of a national daily on social media, the minister highlighted the country's ongoing semiconductor mission, particularly the design-linked incentive scheme, which aims to support startups engaged in chip innovation and design. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall with extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, south interior Karnataka and Telangana today. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall to continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttarakhand and East Rajasthan during the next 7 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.